You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I had to call my local pharmacy the other day as I wanted to find out about dropping off some out-of-date medication I had knocking around at home. And while I was waiting for them to pick up the phone, their recorded message was telling me about their Pharmacy First services. Elizabeth, I'm not too sure what is actually meant by Pharmacy First.
Yeah, Toby, as the name suggests, it's about encouraging patients to seek help from pharmacies with minor ailments before going to their GP or A&E, where some patients are turning up. The service comprises of advice-specific medication, or if the pharmacist is unable to help or perhaps worried about a particular symptom, then they can refer to the patient's GP. A lot of GP practices incorporate a message to patients in a recording. So when you phone up, what you find is the GP practice is directing people to the Pharmacy First service.
So when did the Pharmacy First service start then?
The official Pharmacy First service, and I know there's been lots of different types of services, let's say, in England, but the official one started on the 31st of January 2024. Now, Scotland has had a Pharmacy First service since 2020.
Are there differences in the services then?
Yes, Scotland has an approved list of medication that can be prescribed for minor ailments. These are roughly 15 categories, resulting in over 5 million consultations in a year. On many occasions, pharmacists look after patients without recourse to their GP. For example, hay fever, right through the summer season. They also have some of the PGDs. These are patient group directions that England have. Examples are treating women with urinary tract infections, skin infections, say an insect bite looks a bit infected, shingles. English pharmacists are able to prescribe antibiotics, for example, for a bacterial throat or ear infection, and they can prescribe for younger patients compared with Scotland. All of these patient group direction services are being evolved and added to as the service becomes more prominent in the primary care arena.
Elizabeth, there is also the Pharmacy Plus service, isn't there?
Yes, it's called Pharmacy First Plus, and this is where pharmacists have undergone extra training with an accredited university course. It involves around about 90 hours of clinical work. Competencies then have to be signed off. They have a designated prescriber who can sign them off, as I say, on these competencies. And the pharmacist has to undergo an examination before receiving their qualification. It's quite an extensive course that we all have to go through. So I think it's important to emphasise that.
So what can these pharmacists do then?
Yeah, we can prescribe anything within our competence. I think pharmacists generally are fearful of crossing into the unknown. So safety is our number one priority. Our pharmacy graduates just now are coming out of university as independent prescribers, but they will have to undergo extensive training before being given a prescription pad and able to prescribe independently. You can imagine, Toby, when nearly every pharmacy will have an independent prescribing pharmacist in the future, how that will impact favourably on GP workload and hopefully provide a convenient service for patients.
Finally, Elizabeth, is your message asking your local pharmacy first if you have a medical query?
Yes, that's right, Toby. I mean, pharmacists nowadays can deal with a wide range of queries. And as most patients are close to a local pharmacy, hopefully this is a welcome service on your doorstep, if I can say that.
Well, some really useful information and advice there. And Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find out a bit more about you and your contact details.
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. Always a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.